shayari asya jari satani. Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world, due to our material contamination, and wander from one type of body to another, and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction, life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets.
Dragi gospodine, dokle god moramo ostati u ovom materijalnom svetu zbog naše materijalne zagađenosti i lutati od jedne do druge vrste tela i od jedne planete do druge, molimo te da se možemo družiti sa onima koji govore o tvojim zabavama. Molimo te za taj blagoslov, život za životom, u različitim telesnim oblicima i na različitim planetama.
This text is spoken by the Pocetas, who met the Supreme Lord and asked him for a benediction.
Ovaj tekst iz ostih izgovorile prečete koje su se susrele sa svešnjim gospodinom i zamolile ga za blagoslov.
Please consider the situation. Imagine maybe yourself in this same situation. The Supreme Lord is standing before you and he says, ask me for a benediction. What would you ask for?
Molim da zamislite ovu situaciju, zamislite sebe u ovakvoj situaciji. Svevišnji gospodin stoji pred vama i hoće da vam da blagoslov. Zašto biste vi, šta biste vi tražili?
Warm winter clothing?
Toplu odeću za zimu?
Or a mush? Or a new wife?
Ili muža, ili novu ženu.
Maybe an autobus for Sankirtan.
Možda autobus za Sankirtan.
A free ticket to Mayapur, maybe.
Možda besplatnu kartu do Mayapura.
It's an interesting question, isn't it? What would you ask for?
To je zanimljivo pitanje, za ne. Šta biste vi tražili?
A new mind, maybe.
Možda.
Or maybe to go to America.
Ili možda da idete za Ameriku.
What would you ask for?
Šta biste tražili?
I think this is a little private, you know, so you should not reveal this here, but what would you ask for?
Mislim da je ovo lična stvar i ne treba sad da kažete svima, ali razmislite šta biste tražili.
The Pracetas asked for good association amongst devotees.
Pracete su tražile dobro druženje sa bhaktama.
Prabhupada says, this is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord.
Što Prabhupada kaže da je ovo najbolji blagoslov koji bhakta može da traži od svevišnjeg gospodina.
Today we will speak about Vaishnava relationships.
Danas ćemo govoriti o odnosima među bhaktama.
In the spiritual movement.
U duhovnom pokretu.
See, in our scriptures, the association of devotees is praised again and again and again. It is said in such an association, the path for transcendental experience opens and you can actually gain taste for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Jer stalno se slavi u našem svetim knjigama, stalno se slavi druženje sa bhaktama i kaže se da u druženju sa bhaktama možete otvoriti puteve ka druženju sa višom džanskom ličnosti.
Unfortunately, it is experienced in our lives that sometimes the relationship with devotees become a little bit problematic and it is not possible to feel that the path of spiritual experience opens and that you gain taste, deep taste in Krishna consciousness.
Nažalost, ponekad odnosi među bhaktama nisu tako dobri i onda nije moguće da se razvije dubok ukus u svesnosti Krišne.
Yes. The reason is our false egos, which stand in the way.
Razlog su naši lažni ja koji stoje nam na putu.
This is not something, let me say, totally new for all of us, because we all know the reason why we are at all here in the material world is due to false ego.
I ovo nije ništa novo, potpuno novo za nas, jer mi svi znamo da razlog zašto se nalazimo uopšte u ovom materijalnom svetu je lažni ja.
Yes, there was a time when you left your natural identity as a servant of Krishna to become something else, maybe a Lord Brahma, or take on a position in the material world.
Bilo je to jedno vreme kada smo mi napustili našu prirodnu poziciju u duhovnom svetu da bismo postali gospodin Brahma ili da bismo zauzeli neku drugu poziciju u materijalnom svetu.
Whatever we do in this material in our life is really to reduce this false ego again and come to our natural identity as servants of Krishna.
I sve ono što mi radimo u našim životima je da smanjimo taj lažni ego i da ponovo zauzemo taj prirodni položaj sluga Krišne.
See, this is a goal of each serious devotee. He or she wants to reduce the mountain of false ego which stands between us and the Supreme Lord.
I to je cilj svakog ozbiljnog bhakte. On ili ona žele da smanje tu planinu lažnog ega i da
planina yes.
Koja stoji između nas i
nas i da dragi godospodi yes. So that's not always very easy.
I to nije uvek veoma lako.
To help us, the acharyas have given us a formula.
Da bi nam pomogli, acharya su nam dali formulu.
This formula is like acid on the or like dynamite, you could say, in the planina of the false ego.
I ta formula je kao dinamit koji se u planini false ego, lažnog ega.
And you can really measure your advancement in Krishna consciousness in how successful you are in applying this formula in your life.
I vi zaista možete izmeriti koliko ste uspješni u vašim nastojanjima primenjujući ovu formulu.
There are four points really. The first point is trinadapi sunichina, to feel yourself lower than a straw of the street.
Postoje četiri poente i prva poenta je trinadapi sunichina, osjećati se manjim od slamčića na ulici.
Yes. The second is to be tolerant with others, taro iva sahishnuna, more tolerant than the tree who is often used for firewood and for, you know, in India they take the bark and the fruits and so on.
Druga poenta je biti tolerantniji, više tolerantniji od drveta koje se obično koristi za pohvalu i za druge stvari.
The third and fourth point of the formula are a little bit similar. It is to not demand respect and to give respect.
Treće i četvrte poente formule su nešto slične, međusobno, znači, ne zahtevati za sebe poštovanje i odavati poštovanje drugome.
To the degree where you serve your ego.
Do onog nivoa dokle služite svoj lažni, svoj ego.
To the degree where you are intolerant with others.
Do onog nivoa sve dok ste netolerantni prema drugima.
To the degree where you demand respect.
I sve dok dok tražite, zahtevate poštovanje.
To the degree where it is difficult for you to respect others. To that degree your false ego is manifest in your life.
I sve dotle, do onog nivoa dokle tražite poštovanje za sebe, a ne odete poštovanje drugima, sve dotle se vaš false ego je vaš lažni ja ispred vas.
I think any serious devotee who has contemplated these subjects knows how difficult it is to reduce the mountain of false ego.
Mislim da svaki ozbiljni bhakta koji je razmišljao o ovoj temi zna koliko je teško smanjiti planinu lažnog ega.
There are many difficult situations in our lives where it's just very, very difficult to, for instance, tolerate others and forgive them.
Ima veoma puno različitih situacija u našim životima kada je jako teško tolerisati druge ili oprostiti neke stvari.
There are situations where it's really difficult to just be humble.
In a situation where it's very difficult to be humble.
And we don't even know if it is always the right thing to do in that situation.
Mi ne znamo šta je obično, često šta je prava stvar, da pravilna stvar koju treba da uradimo u toj situaciji.
To help us apply this formula, therefore, we need additional perspectives.
I da bismo mogli da primenimo ovu formulu, stoga potrebno je dodatno objašnjenje perspektive.
Yeah. It's like it is a vision we need.
Potrebna je vizija.
And our tradition, our Vaishnava tradition, gives us this vision by explaining the wonderful meaning of Vaishnava etiquette.
I naša vaishnavska tradicija nam daje to objašnjenje objašnjavajući nam vaishnavski način ponašanja.
What is Vaishnava etiquette?
Šta je to vaishnavsko ophođenje?
It's a process in which devotees relate and associate with each other.
To je proces pomoću kog se bhakte druže međusobno.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that to observe Vaishnava etiquette, that is an ornament for a devotee.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže da slediti u vaishnavsku etiketu znači to je kao ukras na bhakti.
Like some of you have kavachans and you know, some of us have pavitras around our necks, and our matajis may have rings, maha rings from the deities, and you know, maybe a nose pin here. There are different ornaments, but the real ornament for a Vaishnava is the observance of Vaishnava etiquette.
Tako neki od nas mogu imati kavače ili pavitre, ili matice mogu imati maha prstenje, zastava ili naučnicu u nosu, ali pravi ornament zapravo znači vaishnavske etikete.
When we have the ornament of Vaishnava etiquette, we become beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. This is how Mahaprabhu explains it.
I kada imate taj ukras vaishnavske opeđenja, onda postanete lepi u očima Krishna. Tako objasnio se Čestni Mahaprabhu.
This is what we should teach in Serbia. Don't use smita, don't use you know, nice haircuts, don't use golden chains. The Mutkashti sometimes use golden chains. Take to the ornament of Vaishnava etiquette, then you become beautiful in the eyes of God.
I to ono što bi možda trebalo da poučujemo ovdje u Srbiji.
Yes.
Nemojte koristiti šminku, nemojte koristiti različite frizure, nemojte koristiti zlatne lance oko vrata, koristite vaishnavsku etiketu i oni ćete postati lepi u očima gospodina.
If a devotee does so many things, but he doesn't have this ornament, he looks ugly in the eyes of the Lord.
Ako bhakta radi veoma puno stvari, ali nema taj ukras, onda je on ružan u očima gospodina.
Vaishnava etiquette is especially in action when it comes to relationship amongst devotees.
I vaishnavsko ophođenje je naročito važno u odnosu među bhaktama.
If we offend devotees, we can do so many things. But if they feel, have some hurt feelings towards us, Krishna will withdraw his mercy from our life. And isn't that all what we want, Krishna's mercy?
Ako uvredimo, možemo uraditi tako velike stvari, ali ako uvredimo bhakte, onda će Krishna povući svoju milost iz našeg života. Ali zar nije to sve što mi želimo? Krišna milost.
We are mercy hunters.
Mi volimo, tražimo milost.
Because we are mercy cases.
Jer mi smo slučajevi kojima je potrebna milost.
We have to be mercy hunters.
Mi moramo da tražimo milost.
That's our only chance.
To je naša jedina šansa.
So, today I therefore will start my little seminar by explaining favorable relationships amongst devotees.
I stoga ću danas početi svoj mali seminar objašnjavajući povoljne odnose među bhaktama.
I will talk about the relationship between senior devotees to junior devotees.
Govorit ću o odnosima između starijih bhakta prema mlađim bhaktama.
I will talk about the relationship of the ideal relationship of a junior devotee to a senior devotee.
Govorit ću o idealnom odnosu između mlađeg bhakte i starijeg bhakte.
And I will talk about the relationship amongst equals, devotees on an equal level of advancement.
I govorit ću o odnosima među bhaktama na jednakom nivou razvoja.
Let us first start with the relationship of the senior devotee to the junior devotee.
Prvo ćemo početi sa odnosom između starijeg bhakte prema mlađem bhakte.
It is described that in this relationship the affection should flow from the senior devotee to the junior devotee just like water flows from up to down.
I opisano je da u ovom odnosu ljubav treba da teče od starijeg bhakti prema mlađem bhakti baš kao što voda teče od ozgo prema dole.
Yes. Senior devotees need to always think about the benefit of the devotees.
Starije bhakte uvek treba da razmišljaju o dobrobiti bhakta.
Do you know that the lion guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was called the lion guru, Nrisimha guru even, right here. When someone offered him obeisances, he would return the obeisances by saying, "Dasosmi, I am your servant." Do you know? Did you know?
Da li ste znali da je Guru Lav?
Guru Lav, yes, Guru Lav.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Kada bi mu neko odao poštovanje, on bi mu uzvratio poštovanje rečima, "Dasosmi, ja sam tvoj sluga."
Yes. Even his disciples, he would return the obeisances, knowing that in the heart of all living entities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides.
I čak i prema svojim učenicima, on bi uzvratio poštovanje, davanje poštovanja, znajući da se u njihovim srcima nalazi središnje božanstvo.
Yes. When he became old, his disciples would be very afraid to make obeisances to him because they didn't want to inconvenience him so that he had to bow down because that was his principle.
I kada je ostario, onda njegovi učenici nisu želeli da mu odaju poštovanje zato što bi im on uvijek uzvratio, to je bio njegov princip, nisu želeli da se on muče na način.
Now, you might say, well, this is a little bit too much, I mean, this is exaggerated, why does he do this? He's a love guru.
Ali onda vi možete reći, ma, ovo je malo previše, zašto on to radi, pa ipak on je love guru.
A materialist might even say, though, does he have a minority complex?
Neki materialisti mogu čak reći, da li on ima kompleks inferiornosti?
Well, let me explain the reason. He is very intelligent.
Sad ćemo objasniti razlog. On je veoma inteligentan.
There is a great danger if you are seen as senior devotee.
Postoji veoma velika opasnost ako vas vide kao starijeg bhaktu.
Because when you are senior, you can maybe think that you are better, more advanced, then whoop, the larger ego is back.
Jer kada se stariji, Dakle, onda možete misliti da ste napredniji i eto odmah tu se vraća lažni ego.
I have seen young bhaktas, you know, who were telling the other, I'm 2 weeks more longer in the movement than you. You have to follow me. I'm your duhana autoritetski. Yes.
Vidio sam mlade bhakte koji su govorili drugim mladim baktama. Ja sam 2 nedelje više u pokretu. Ti trebaš da slediš mene, ja sam tvoj autoritet.
I have seen with my own eyes and heard with my own ears.
Vidio sam svojim sopstvenim očima i čuo sopstvenim ušima.
Poti goes very tricky.
Veoma je prevrtljiv. Yes.
Now, of course, when you are a senior devotee, you do have to know how to benefit others.
Ali naravno, kada se stariji bhakta, onda treba da znate kako da pomognete drugima.
It may not really help all the young devotees if you never say something which is meant to correct them.
I možda neće biti od pomoći mlađim baktama ako im nikada ne kažete nešto što treba da ih popravi.
As a senior devotee, you must know how to benefit the junior ones in an intelligent way by sometimes showing them how to avoid mistakes and how to do it better.
I kao stari bakta možete pomoći mlađim baktama tako što im pokažete kako da urade neke stvari bolje i kako da izbjegnu greške.
You see, the Prabhupada once told us a little story or told us about an incident which he had seen in Allahabad.
Što Prabhupada nam je pričao o jednu priču, o jednom slučaju koji je video u Allahabadu.
He saw a mother who severely chastised the daughter. I mean, really severely, but slapping her in her face. It was shocking to see that, until his friend explained why.
Što Prabhupada je video majku koja je baš veoma kažnjavala svoju čerku, bila je šamara i tako dalje, sve dok mu njegov prijatelj nije objasnio zašto.
Daughter had a sick sister who had typhoid, which was so severe that the doctor had to tell her, if you eat any solid food, you might very well die.
Ova čerka je imala sestru koja je imala tifus, veoma težak slučaj tifusa, i doktor je rekao, ako jedeš bilo kakvu hranu, grubu, čvrstu hranu, možeš umreti.
So the sick little girl had asked her older sister, please, I'm starving, please give me fried paratas. It's a very heavy, very difficult to digest.
I onda ova djevojčica koja je imala tifus, molila je svoju sestru, molim te, umirem od gladi, molim te, daj mi pržene parate, a to je veoma teška hrana za varenje.
And finally the older sister relented and just gave it to the sick young sister, who subsequently got in real, real serious difficulties. It became a fight for life.
I napokon ova starija sestra joj je dala svoj mlađoj sestri malo te hrane, čvrste hrane, i onda je postala jako, jako ozbiljno borba za život.
You can see from this example that, yes, here a senior showed affection to a junior, but in a way which lacked knowledge.
Možete vidjeti ovde iz ovog primjera da ovde je bila starija osoba koja je pokazala ljubav prema mlađoj osobi, ali je način kome je nedostajalo znanje.
Yes, sometimes a devotee, a senior devotee, has to help others in a way where he just, you know, is, correcting them or giving them the right prescription, so to say.
Da, i nekada stariji bhakta mora da deluje tako da daje pravi recept, znači kažem mlađi baki šta treba da radi.
In Srila Prabhupada's own, let me say, example or dealings towards us as his disciples, this became very evident, showing affection, sometimes being corrective.
I u odnosu Šila Prabhupada i nas njegovih učenika, ovo je bilo veoma očigledno iskazivanje ljubavi i korekcija.
Yes. He was sometimes heavy like a lightning bolt.
Ponekad je bio tako heavy kao munja.
But at other times he sat on his Vyasa son and was very moved and said, "You are all representatives of my spiritual master."
Dok nekad, neki drugi put, Šakravati bi sedeo na Vyasenu i rekao, veoma potrešen, puno osjećanja, vi ste svi predstavnici mog duhovnog učitelja.
Yeah. So, in this first relationship, we have to, senior to junior, we have to show our affection always, that's the prime feeling in it.
I znači u ovom odnosu između starijeg i mlađeg bakte moramo uvek da pokažemo našu ljubav, to je ono što je najvažnije.
But this may manifest sometimes in a way which is not exactly just always so by only saying the good things to another person that.
Ali da se može manifestovati nekada i tako što ne govorimo samo o dobrim stvarima koje ta mlađa bakta radi.
But it has been seen that senior devotees have exploited their position.
Ali mogli smo vidjeti da starije bakte koriste svoje položaje.
That they have corrected without affection.
Da su korigovali bez ljubavi.
And those who have done it in our movement have definitely felt the reactions of Vaishnav apparat in their lives.
I oni koji su to uradili u našem pokretu definitivno su osjetili posljedice Vaishnav aparate.
Yeah, this can even be there in a marriage relationship where the Mujkarski you know, maybe is too heavy to his Zemlitski, you know, whatever it is.
I to se može čak vidjeti i u braku kada je muž suviše heavy prema svoj ženi.
Or if you have a child and you have to correct him but you are not fair, you might make Vaishnava aparat.
Ili ako imate dete i treba da ga korigujete a niste fair, onda možete napraviti Vaishnava aparat.
Now we come to the second type of relationship. How to deal how the junior is supposed to deal to the senior devotee.
Sad dolazimo do drugog odnosa, kako mlađi bakta treba se ponaša prema starijem.
It is described from the junior, the respect should rise naturally like the smoke from the fire rises.
I opisano je da od juniora poštovanje treba da se diže prema starijem bakti kao što se dim diže iz vatre.
We should be willing, if we are junior devotees, to do something nice for the senior devotees.
I treba da želimo, ukoliko smo mlađi bakti, da uradimo nešto lepo za starije bakte.
The junior should learn to respect the older devotee.
Mlađi bakta treba da nauči da poštuje starijeg baktu.
Because we should know, yet they know more.
Jer treba da znamo, oni znaju nešto više.
They can help us more.
Oni nam mogu pomoći više.
Sometimes it happens that an older devotee has difficulties in his or her spiritual life.
Ponekad se dešava da stari bakta ima poteškoće u njegovom ili njenom životu.
They may be 90% advanced, but they have more taken, we should see it, they are advanced, but they have temporarily taken a leave of absence. That's what you do when you work somewhere, you stay for 1 month holiday, you know, for
Možete vidjeti nekada da su oni, recimo 90% napredni, ali da su da ponekad tih 10% kao da su uzeli godišnji odmor.
We may you know, we may see that they objectively do something wrong.
I možemo vidjeti da oni objektivno rade nešto što je loše.
But we should understand that they will come back.
Ali treba da shvatimo, ipak će se oni vratiti.
We can offer our obeisances from the distance.
Možemo poniti naše poštovanje, ali poštovanje je sa razdaljine.
Keep a distance, but we should not judge them too heavily.
Ali ne treba da im sudimo suviše teško.
See, over a long stretch of time, you may now be better situated.
Jer vidite, trenutno ste možda vi bolje situirani.
Yes. You may somehow have your rising star at the present moment.
I on trenutku možda možete, vaša zvezda je na visoko na nebu.
And but over the long period, a devotee, another devotee has done so much nice service.
Iz toga ne treba da posmatramo one stvari koje nas možda razočaraju.
And by this attitude, the junior helps the senior to come back into shape.
I ovim stavom mlađi bakta pomaže starijem da se vrati ponovo tamo gdje bio.
Now it may be seen that a senior devotee has serious problems.
E sada može se vidjeti nekada da stariji bakta ima ozbiljne probleme.
And if we try, if we are juniors and we try to help him, it may not always work out in the best way.
I ako smo mi mlađi bakte i pokušamo da mu pomognemo, onda to možda neće uvek da se završi dobro.
Our relationship to this devotee might become very bad.
Naš odnos prema tom bakte može postati veoma loš.
And or that consciousness of the devotee whom we try to correct via juniors might just might feel even more disappointed.
Ili taj stari bakta koga pokušavamo da popravimo, onda se njegova svjesnost može manifestuje tako da se čak i još više razočara.
So in Vaishnava etiquette you will in such a case go to a devotee who is senior to this devotee. Call the devotee, huh? And ask him to please help that devotee.
I prema vajšarskom načinu opteđenja, onda u takvom slučaju možete otići kod starijeg bakte koji je stariji u odnosu na tog starijeg baktu i zamoliti ga da mu pomogu.
Now, the third relationship is between equals, friends.
Treći odnos je među jednakima, prijateljima.
This priyatalya, nepriyatalya, is a great subject matter of this area of the world, also amongst devotees.
Ovaj odnos među prijatelja i neprijatelja je velika tema u ovom delu sveta, a također među baktama.
Because here the human nature is more emotional than in other places of the world.
Jer ovdje su ljudi po prirodi više emocionalni nego u drugim dijelovima sveta.
Now it's very important if you want to have a friendship in Krishna consciousness that you have it on the spiritual platform.
Sad veoma je važno da ukoliko želite da imate prijateljstvo na duhovnom nivou, da ga imate na duhovnom nivou.
The relationship between equals doesn't mean that you have equal anathas.
Odnos među jednakima ne znači da imate jednake anarte.
And you talk about your precious gems of anartas. Take them out of the hat. Oh, you know what my favorite music band was? The Wild People of Africa.
Ne znači da izvedite svoje anarte i da onda kažete, o, znaš koji je moj omiljeni muzička grupa bila divljaci iz Afrike.
Yes, and I like to play football.
A ja volim da igram fudbal.
Oh, there's an interesting movie in the cinema. Let us go together because then we have Vaishnava association.
O, ima jedan predstavljan zanimljiv film u bioskopu. Ajde vidimo zajedno jer onda ćemo imati druženje sa Bakterom. Druženje sa.
No, we must really take care that our relationships between equals of friends in Krishna consciousness is on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, it can really drag you down.
Ne, zaista se moramo potruditi da naš odnos među jednakima bude na duhovnom nivou, inače se možemo jedan drugog povući na dole.
Once Srila Prabhupada said to the Vishnupad, be aware of so-called friends.
Kada mi Srila Prabhupada rekao Srila Vishnupadu, čuvaj se takozvanih prijatelja.
Čuvaj se.
Čuvaj se.
Yes. Now when we talk, when we, one very, let me say, common thing which is done in the world amongst equals is to gossip, rumors.
U ovom svetu jedna česta stvar koja se dešava među jednakima je da se dogovaraju.
I have seen in my travels all over the Europe and also India. I can't say the world because I was not in America. I don't intend to go there. That the greatest problem amongst devotees are really these rumors. I have seen.
Ja sam lično video, a putovao sam čitavim svetom, samo ne mogu reći za Ameriku. Jer nisam bio tamo i čak i ne želim da idem, vidio sam da je najveći problema i upravo to ogovaranje među bhaktama.
Many times these rumors are based on a bad attitude towards the devotee.
I često su je to ogovaranje bazirano, zasnovano na lošem stavu prema nekom drugom bhakti.
And somehow for us Westerners, rumors are extremely interesting. We don't even care if they are right or wrong.
I ponekad za nas zapadnjake ta govaranja su glasine su izuzetno zanimljive i čak nam nije važno da li su one tačne ili nisu.
After the Bhagavatam, a large percentage of what we like to hear is the rumors. Or is when the Bhagavatam is finished, then the torture subject matters are discussed, then you know. We like to hear the news, you know.
Nakon slušanja naših lekcija Srimad Bhagavatama, kada se završi ta tortura, onda...
Filozofski tortura.
Filozofska tortura. Onda ono što naše uvoz jako želi da čuje su glasine i govaranja.
Rumors can be extremely dangerous to us, my dear devotees.
Ali glasine mogu biti veoma opasne za nas, moji dragi bhakti.
There is no often very little truth in rumors, but a large percentage of envy of them.
Često u glasinama ima veoma mali procenat istine, a veliki procenat zavisti.
Let me tell you a story in this connection, which I think you will like very much, because it is just so telling and so analytical in a way.
Dopustim da vam ispričam jednu priču koja je na obični način veoma analitička i tako puno govori.
Once there was a wolf who drank water in a stream, from a stream, a river.
Bio je jedan vuk koji je pio vodu iz jezera, iz potoka.
And he saw a little lamb, just 200 meters on the drinking from the same water.
I video je jedno malo jagnje koje je pilo vodu sa istog potoka negdje oko 200 metara od njega.
And his desire was to kill the lamb.
I njegova želja je bila da ubije jagnje i da ga pojede.
But he didn't want to do it so uncivilized.
Ali nije želio da to uradi tako necivilizovano.
So he went to the lamb and said, why do you make my water muddy?
Onda je on otišao do Vuk je otišao do jagnjeta i rekao je, zašto mi ti mutiš vodu?
Possible, said the lamb, because you are drinking upstream and I am drinking downstream.
Ali, rekao je Jagnje, to nije moguće jer ti piješ gore uzvodno, a ja pijem izvodno vodu.
Why did you tell me last year, why did you say a bad name about me?
Rembrug se naljutio. A zašto na prošle godine me nazvao lošim imenom?
It's not possible, I'm only 3 months old.
Ali, rekao Jagnje, to nije moguće, meni je svega 3 meseca.
Ah, your mother said something bad about me.
Tvoja majka je rekla nešto loše o meni.
And then he did not even expect an answer, but just jumped on the lamp and killed it, to drink the blood.
Vuk više nije ni očekivao odgovor, nego samo je skočio na Jagnje i ubilo ga i popilo mu krv.
Truthfulness was not his motive here. His motive was bad feeling, or aggressiveness towards the lamb.
Vidite, istinoljubivost nije bila njegov motiv u ovom slučaju. Ono što njegov motiv je bilo, su bila loša osjećanja prema tom drugoj osobi.
Very, very often rumors about Vaishnavas are based on the same things, bad feelings.
I često, veoma često su glasine među baktama zasnovane isto na tom, na tim lošim osjećanjima.
And therefore, we must be very careful with rumors and gossip. Ooh, he might make Vaishnava aparat, and that will take all the mercy of Krishna away from our life.
I stoga moramo biti veoma pažljivi sa ovim glasinama, jer može nam Krishna oduzeti svu milost ako mi radimo Vaishnava aparat.
If you want to gossip about Krishna.
Ako želite da govorite, ogovarajte Krishnu.
Oh, did you hear about Chaitanya?
Da li si čuo o Chaitanyi?
Left his wife.
Napustio je svoju ženu.
And he took sannyas.
He was a sannyas.
Did you hear?
Si čuo?
Yes, I read it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Da, čitala sam to u Chaitanya Charitamrita. Velike bakte to i rade, govorimo taj razgovor na taj način.
Now another thing is misunderstanding amongst devotees often happen when there is a break of confidentiality.
Još jedna stvar koja se dešava je da taj nesporazum među baktama se često nastaje kada se prekrši poverenje koje jedan bakta ukazao drugome.
Sometimes a devotee feels has a little bit his weak days or her weak days and just feels the need to open the mind and reveal it to someone else.
Ponekad bakta ima svoj loš dan i onda osjeća potrebu da otvori svoj um nekome.
But then if this friend doesn't we speak about relationship or friendship, doesn't keep it confidential.
Međutim, ukoliko taj prijatelj, sad govorimo o odnosu među prijateljima, ako taj prijatelj ne drži odnos, ne drži to što mu je rekao u poverenju,
but speaks about it to another friend,
ali kaže drugom prijatelju to,
then this will be spread all over the community of devotees.
Ono će se to raširiti svuda po društvu bakta.
And you can be rest assured it will be wrongly interpreted.
I možete biti siguri da će se pogrešno interpretirati.
And then this devotee who originally had a weakness and said I did this and this, watch the video, you know, it just agitated me so much and still I'm agitated, you know, then this thing becomes spread and used against that devotee, so that the devotee will never ever open his mind again and seek help.
I onda ta stvar da kada je bakta, kada mu je bilo teško, imao je teške trenutke i otvorio svoj um, rekao je možda, ja sam pogledao neki video i bio sam uznemiren i još uvijek sam uznemiren. I onda je otvorio svoj um i rekao to, I to su svi saznali, onda on to više nikada neće uraditi, više nikada neće otvoriti se.
You've hurt that devotee very, very much.
I vi ste povredili tog bhaktu veoma, veoma mnogo.
He lose his faith and his face.
On će izgubiti veru u vas i ukus za druženje sa vama.
You might have said, oh, the devotee is weak. He said to me something, ho, now, and then you meet your friend.
I možete reći sebi, taj bakter je slab, i on mi je rekao nešto, i sada, znači ja to, sad ću se reći svog prijatelja.
I know something about this devotee which you don't know.
I reći mu, ja znam nešto o tom bakti, ono što ti ne znaš.
You feel very good.
Osjećate se veoma dobro.
But you know, if you don't say it, then it's not as good as if you say it, you know.
Ali ako ne kažete to, onda to nije tako dobro kao kada kažete.
The prestige is higher when you supply the information, the secret information.
The prestige je veći ako date tu tajnu informaciju.
And then you say, la 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 la. The other devotee whom you say is that, I didn't say I would keep it confidential. I thought it was not them.
Jedan drugi bakta kaže, ali ja nisam rekao da ću to držati za sebe. Ja sam rekao svojim prijateljima.
And soon it's all overcome. All the foxes and all the Iskon temples go tick, 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 tick.
I uskoro to što je ta osoba rekla je svuda po komu i svuda Iskon faksovima se šalje.
And that poor devotee who really needs help will get just the opposite.
I da jadni bhakta kome je zaista potrebna pomoć, dobit će suprotno.
You must be confidential.
Morate držati stvari u poverenju.
Sometimes devotees say, no, there is no secret in Krishna consciousness. Have you heard?
Neki bhakta može reći, ne, nema tajne svjesnosti Krishna. Ste čuli to?
But this means something else.
To znači nešto drugo.
That means by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru Parampara, everything is explained. All the spiritual factors are explained.
To zapravo znači da milošću Krishna i Guru Parampara sve duhovne teme su objašnjene.
Doesn't mean to speak about rumors.
Ne znači da govorimo glasno. Širimo glasno.
I have seen in America, I have not seen, I have heard that in America, devotees sometimes go to a psychotherapist.
Vidjeli smo, dakle čuo sam da nekada bhakti u Americi idu kod psihijatra.
Because they know that what they tell this therapist, he will keep it secret because there's a law. If he doesn't keep it secret, he can be sued.
Jer oni znaju da postoji zakon u Americi da ukoliko taj terapista ukoliko ne drži to za sebe
law, yes.
Da postoji zakon i onda ga mogu suditi.
He can lose his profession if he blurts something out loud.
Ukoliko nešto kaže što nije trebalo, onda može da izgubi svoju profesiju.
You have this in Serbia also, the Schweigepflicht, the duty to keep silent. You have it in doctor, maybe not so much in Serbia, but in Germany it is, Schweigepflicht. Priests have this, they can lose their profession if they break it. Doctors, psychotherapy, and maybe others also.
Znači, te profesije u Nemačkoj postoji taj zakon.
Nemačka, Amerika, England, maybe all countries except the former Yugoslavia and Russia.
Za sve zemlje, osim bivše Jugoslavije i Rusije. Znači, postoji taj zakon da doktori, psihijatri i sveštenici,
sveštenici
mogu da izgube svoj posao ukoliko kažu nešto što im je rečeno poverenje.
Because the karmis even know that so much damage can be done to a person if what he, when he reveals his heart, that is used against him by other people. Even karmis know it.
Ja, čak i karmi znaju da se može naneti toliko puno štete osobi koja koja je rekla nešto u poverenju. A onda je se, ali to razmašljeno.
So amongst devotees we should give gifts and accept gifts.
Među baktama mi treba da dajemo poklone i da primam poklone.
To bi da nam ili još treba bi da fantastic pologa. It's so good. I think my best.
Kao što mi je Govinda Nandini dala ovaj fantastičan pulover koji je tako dobar, najbolji do sada koji su imali. Sad ja isto njoj moram da dam poklon.
Hoću, hoću.
Hoću, hoću.
We should reveal our mind.
Treba da otvorimo naš um.
And ask questions so that the other can help, explain to us.
I da postavljamo pitanja tako da nam drugi mogu pomoći da objasniti stvari.
And finally we should offer prasadam.
I napokon treba da
prasadam.
Da ponudimo prasadam i da ga prihvatimo.
Yes. This is what we should do about amongst equals.
I to je ono što treba da radimo među jednakima.
Now, some of you might say, okay, Sashinaman Swami, thank you for the nice lecture. But, you know, it's not so easy to do these three types of, to relate these three types of relationships.
Za neko od nas može reći, dobro, hvala ti, Sačino Sami, jako si nam to lepo ispričao, ali, znaš, nije baš tako lako odnositi se u jednom od ova tri vrste odnosa.
We have a certain situation in our Serbian yatra.
Imamo običnu situaciju u našoj srpskoj yatri.
We have our habits. You know, we are people from the Balkan regions.
We are
a little bit more emotional. And you might think, though, let us keep this information in our notebooks, really. Or, you know, it's on tape. If I want to hear it, I can hear it from the tape.
I onda možemo misliti, dobro, ja ću sačuvati svu informaciju koju si mi dao u svojoj svesci, a također imam na kaseti, pa ako želim da čujem, ja ću čuti kasetu.
But my dear devotees, this is not a subject matter to be put away in the life.
Ali, moje drage bakte, ovo nije tema koju trebamo samo staviti na stranu.
You absolutely need to follow these guidelines.
Vi apsolutno morate da sledite, treba da sledite to.
Otherwise you will not be purified in your relationships from the false ego.
U suprotnom, nećete biti pročišćeni od vašeg lažnog ega.
See, in the beginning we said, the goal of our life is to, spiritual life is really to correct that mistake. Which we once made is that to adopt a false identity.
Jer na početku naše lekcije smo rekli da je cilj našeg života da ispravimo taj lažni identitet koji smo prihvatili.
If you keep your false egos in the name of Krishna consciousness, you are the greatest fool. I'm sorry to say, please forgive me.
Tako da ako zaista zadržite vaše lažne identitete kao u svesnosti Krišne, u ime svesnosti Krišne, onda ste najviše budale, molim se, oprostite.
Yes, who means you have a good opportunity, but you misuse it.
Budala znači da imate dobru mogućnost, ali je pogrešno iskoristite.
You can go back to God in this lifetime. But you just don't take the opportunity.
Možete se vratiti nazad Bogu u ovom životu, ali vi ne prihvatite tu mogućnost.
I personally have a theory the devotees learn to relate in these ways to each other, that our movement will become so attractive that people will stand in line before our doors. This is my theory.
Ja lično imam teoriju da ukoliko bhakte prihvate ovo i stave primjenu svojim životima, da će pokret postati toliko privlačan da će ljudi čekati u redu da se pridruže.
I personally think that all the outside difficulties which we experience in our life, like bad publicity in the media and so on, is maybe not so all, I mean, there objectively people are demons, there are some demons out there, but to some degree it has to do to bring us together and say, okay, now let's do something together.
Ja lično mislim da ovaj sav loš publicitet koji se javlja u medijima doduše donekle postoje ti demonski ljudi koji prave, koji ga prave, ali ono što zapravo on čini je da nas zbliži zajedno, da kaže hajde sad da se okupimo zajedno.
I think that a little while ago, it was in just 2 weeks ago, Sri Vishnupad gave a lecture in Aventura, and I asked him the question there, can you give us dynamite for the false ego, please?
Pre dve nedelje Sri Vishnupad je dao lekciju u Aventuru i u Nemačkoj i ja sam ga pitao, da li nam možeš dati dinamit za lažni?
Like you have this in Serbia also, that they have this planina, this mountain, they put dynamite there to get some stones for the road.
Kao i sigurno i ovdje u Srbiji postoje te planine i onda se stavi dinamit i onda on uništi se planinu i da bi se dobio kamenje za pitove.
And his answer was, yes, the greatest thing to, you know, overcome false ego is to work together in an association, to work, to cooperate together in Krishna consciousness.
I Šišupad odgovor je bio da je najveći dinamit za lažni ego raditi zajedno, sarađivati u svesnosti Krishna.
Because there are just some natures which are so different than our own nature.
Jer postoje neke prirode koje su tako različite od naše sopstvene prirode.
And we still have to cooperate, it's not easy.
A mi ipak moramo da sarađujemo i to nije lako.
Good, so let us read again the text and then we can have some questions.
Dragi gospodine, dokle god moramo ostati u ovom materijalnom svetu zbog naše materijalne zagođenosti i lutati od jedne do druge vrste tela i od jedne planete do druge, molimo te da se možemo družiti sa onima koji govore o tvojim zabavama. Molimo te za taj blagoslov, život za životom, u različitim telesnim oblicima i na različitim planetama.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. This was the first part of my little seminar, but this evening it will be, I thought to start, because I know in the morning mostly the devotees who live in the temple are there. In the evening I want to talk about how to overcome other obstacles on our, you know, in our spiritual practice.
Ovo je bio prvi deo mog seminara i bio je, ako dakle za bhakte, pošto znam da su, da ovdje bhakte uglavnom dolaze ujutru, bhakti iz templa, a uveče ću dati nastavak svog seminara kako preći, prevazići prepreke u predanom služenju.
Do you have any questions regarding this?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi sa ovim?
Thank you.
Mostly it is, if it's wolf talk, then it's very bad. And many times it's wolf talk.
Ako je to razgovor od vuka, kao razgovor vuka, onda je to veoma loše, a najčešće to je slučaj.
If it's not wolf talk, still then you must be careful. Best is to go to more advanced devotees and see, you know, and solve the problem.
Ako to nije slučaj, onda ipak moraš biti veoma pažljiv i najbolje je otići do starije bhakte i pokušati rešiti taj problem.
I heard the rumor just yesterday that there is a devotee in this temple who has just stolen a huge elephant by his connection from the Berlin Zoo and will try to sell it at Smensky Halofsky tomorrow.
Ja sam baš jučer čuo tu glasinu da postoji u ovom tempu jedan bakta koji je ukrao slona, ogromnog slona iz berlinskog zoološkog vrta i pokušće sutra da ga proda u Knez Mihailove ulici.
Ja šalim. Because some devotees already go like, who is it? It must be Jelena.
Neki bakti su već počeli da gledaju na kolo i da se pitaju ko je to Jelena.
So, obviously, if I would not have heard this, I would not talk about it here in this forum.
Očigledno da sam čuo takvu glasinu, sigurno da ne bih je ponovio ovde.
Many of I looked very carefully because I'm a little interested in psychology. Many devotees believe that such a rumor was told to me.
Ja sam posmatrao bakte veoma pažljivo pošto malo izučavam psihologiju i vidio sam da su neke bakte pomislile da je to istina.
This means there must be a lot of foul rumors here in Beograd.
Što mora da znači da ovdje u Beogradu ima puno tih para od glasina.